It's hot and dry out in western Kansas in a good year. South of Dodge City, the native grass is tough. So are the ranchers.
My name is Nathan Pike.
Pike is 78. He was born in the Dust Bowl, and this is the worst drought he's ever seen. Relentless, windy, hot days with no rain have torched his pastures.
You can see what we're up against. This old stuff is no good at all, and we're in a fire hazard.
Pike's cows won't eat this stuff, so he has to buy hay hauled in from greener pastures or corn, with fields of both withering from Indiana to Colorado. His feed prices have spiked. Pike can't make money feeding cattle this way, so he sold most of his herd to a slaughterhouse.
I've been in the business for 62 years. That's quite a little while. Certainly, this is the least cattle I've owned in at least 52 years.
We heard similar stories last year in Texas and Oklahoma.
Dan Loy at Iowa State University says that now, with drought sparking a sell-off in Kansas and Nebraska,
the national cattle herd currently is the lowest it's been since 1950.
When there were half as many people. The effects of this drought will take years to play out. Desperation selling is suppressing beef prices for now. It's also butchering the production capability of this industry. Ranchers are sacrificing healthy cows that would otherwise keep having calves for years. Pike thinks this will lead to big corporations forcing ranchers like himself to work under contract, a situation where the corporations own the cows and tell the rancher how to raise them, rather than selling on the open market, as ranchers like himself always have.
What I think will happen is the corporates will come out here and they will want to finance the cows because they know it's going to be hard for everybody to get back in. They will come out and say, we'll finance your cows, but you're going to run a certain breed, you're going to handle them, you're going to feed them to our specs. In other words, we're going to be serfs on our own land. And I think this is a perfect storm for it to happen.
Dan Loy isn't so sure. He thinks ranching will recover, but that it will take time. The dead pastures of western Kansas could take years to fill in again. In the meantime, the supply of beef is bound to tighten, leaving customers to pay more, and a lot of ranchers wishing they still had cattle to sell. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.